The reading that follows is an entire chapter in Volume 2 of Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged. Each devotional is followed by the next one. This sound marks that change. You can download this chapter as a whole unit and listen as you exercise or walk or drive. Don't forget your covering. Put on your coat of love and compassion. Here is a quotation from Scripture, from Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Now, I like to travel to places where it's cold. I just don't want to live there. Every once in a while, it's fun to dress in layers and wear my cashmere topcoat, hat, and scarf. Since I have fair skin and burn easily, whenever I'm out in the sun for more than a few minutes, I cover up to protect my skin. Whether it's cold or hot, when I'm suitably covered, I'm free to go about my day knowing I'm protected and prepared for my environment. As Christians, we must go through a similar process every time we venture out into the world. We must first put on a protective covering of love and compassion. Notice Paul tells us to put on love. We are naturally selfish and self-centered. We, especially men, do not naturally put others first. Our innate nature is to focus on ourselves, our needs, wants, and desires. Paul tells us to put on our coat of love and allow it to protect, equip, and prepare us for all of our interactions with others. With our covering of love and compassion, we are empowered to give freely and bless others. We can be confident in our ability to withstand raging winds and storms that blow into our lives. We are transformed and made new, anointed with God's grace, and nothing is impossible for us. We walk under the supernatural laws of the kingdom of heaven, growing more Christ-like each day. We are empowered to walk in dominion, power, and authority over all the earth. We can conquer Satan and win every battle. We can overcome fear, doubt, and unbelief. Find courage to never give up, cave in, or quit. We are positioned to inherit every promise made by God in His Word and are willingly obedient and desire to please Him. Child of God, before you go out into the world each day, put on love and walk as a mighty man or awesome woman of God. Lord, I'm amazed that your love for me would lead you to send your Son to die on the cross for my sins. Holy Spirit, teach me to imitate Jesus and walk in love at all times. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Love is. God is love, and He teaches me to be like Him. Let's refer to this passage in Scripture. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. In the last verse of chapter 12, Paul set the stage for the most eloquent and powerful treatise on love ever written. I find it helpful to recall the words of John when he said God is love while reading Paul's definition of love in chapter 13. Paul explains in very simple language what love is and what it is not. As Christians, Jesus commanded us to do one thing and one thing only. Love God and love others. He goes on to say that love is the rod on which the prophets and the law hang. Love is the greatest gift we have received from God. It is the foundation, root, or source of our power. Love is the fuel that the kingdom of heaven, God, runs on. Love draws us to God, defeats selfishness, endures all things, and never fails. Love is the greatest threat to Satan because perfect love knows no fear. Love grants forgiveness and reconciliation, transforms and enables you to become more Christ-like. Love is the motivator for servant leaders. Love is the divine source that energizes our anointing and conquers every test. Loving self-sacrifice is the highest display of character. Love is modeled for us in the very words and actions of Jesus. Love is the opposite of the world's way of thinking, speaking, and behaving, and always requires self-sacrifice. Paul goes on to tell us that love even surpasses both faith and hope. Yes, true affection for God and others Growing out of God's love is our highest goal. Child of God, how's your heart and your love walk? Are you securely grounded in God's love? Is your anointing working and producing results in your life? Have you taken the time to check your heart lately? Is your heart filled with love? If not, I encourage you to call on God today. Remember, God is love. He is all you need. Lord, thank you for loving me unconditionally and for sending Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. Holy Spirit, teach me how to love others unconditionally with a clean and pure heart. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Love is poured into our hearts, filled with type G blood. First, we quote Romans chapter 5, verse 5, and hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. To understand the power and meaning of this verse, we must go to the teachings of John. John tells us that God is love and that if we do not love, we do not know God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. Here, Paul tells us that God poured his love into our hearts. God poured his essence or presence or love into us. God instructed the Holy Spirit to personally conduct the divine ceremony to fill our hearts with his love. When you were saved, you received a spiritual heart transplant complete with a blood transfusion. You no longer have type A, B, or O blood. Now it is type G blood. Your new type G blood is made up entirely of love particles. These love particles contain your new divine DNA, God. Our type G blood transforms our spiritual immune system and enables us to move beyond the limitations and constraints of the physical realm and into the supernatural. It becomes the basis of our anointing, power, strength, wisdom, and discernment. It provides our spirit with rest, peace, and joy. Type G blood ensures our victory and ability to overcome trials and tests, guarantees our healing, and provides deliverance. It generates hope, confidence, trust, and reliance on God. Our type G blood sustains our relationships with others, ignites our thirst for righteousness and hatred of wickedness. It enables us to sacrifice self-centeredness and self-interests and fosters our willingness to serve others. Our new blood gives us victory over sin and death and is our admission ticket to eternal life. Celebrate God's love today. God's love changes everything. Child of God, are you feeling tired or weary today? If so, I encourage you to ask God to fill your heart with a fresh dose of type G blood. Filled with type G blood, you can do all things. Lord, thank you for giving me a new heart filled with your love. Holy Spirit, pour God's love into me each day. Remind me that God's love changes everything and his love is all I need. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Rooted and grounded in love. Love is our supernatural enabler. Now this is based on scripture from Ephesians 3 verses 16 through 20. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us. Here, Paul tells us that we have the very essence or fullness of God in us. We know that the Holy Spirit moved in the day we accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit filled our spirit man with the very DNA, heart, spirit, love, and compassion of God. We were filled to running over with the love and compassion of Jesus. Each morning, we have a fresh anointing of his grace and mercy on our lives to walk out what he has called us to do. Where does your power, strength, and might come from? Do you operate in the power and anointing of God? Remember, it is only when we connect with the root, Jesus Christ, that we are established and grounded in love, that we can access the anointing of God. When we fail to love God with our mind, heart, and strength, and to love and serve others, we are cut off from the transforming, life-changing power of God's love. Yes, God is love. Child of God, when you walk in love, you are walking in the power of God. Lord, thank you for your unconditional love. Holy Spirit, give me a heart transplant today. Create in me a new, clean, and pure heart that is filled with God's love. Teach me to walk in love at all times. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Is your heart full of evil? Check your heart often. First, a referral to Scripture, Mark chapter 7, verses 20 and 21. And he was saying, "That which proceeds out of the man, that which is what defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries." Now, Jesus always looked past outward actions and judged the heart of motives behind the actions. Here, Jesus declares the heart is the place where we must look for evil. In our heart, we store the motives for our actions. Our motives are the stimulus, influence, cause, desires, incentives, or inner urge that sets us in motion and prompts us to act. Our emotions are the fuel that drives our behavior. Our motives are born out of our emotions, values, sense of identity, and self-worth. We can trace the impact of negative emotions on our behavior back to the Garden of Eden. Following Satan's suggestion, Adam and Eve questioned God and His Word. Their question produced thoughts and emotions of distrust, envy, lust, pleasure, and desire. Out of their hearts came the life-changing act of rebellion and disobedience. As Christians, it is imperative that we examine our hearts daily, as our hearts are the storeroom for our motives and the incubator for our actions. What negative emotions are you carrying around in your heart? Child of God, are you walking around in fear, hurt, anger, resentment, disappointment, hopelessness, envy, jealousy, or pride? Left unchecked, these negative emotions will motivate you to rebel and disobey God, to retaliate and attempt to get even with others, to act out selfishness, envy, and jealousy, and to walk in pride and arrogance. I encourage you to ask God to show you what you've been storing in your heart. If you are carrying anger, fear, envy, resentment, unforgiveness, then ask God to give you a new, clean, and pure heart. Ask Him to fill your heart with His love. Let His love for you and yours for Him be the only reason, influence, or motive for all you do and say. Lord, thank you for your love and grace. Holy Spirit, prune and purge me and wash away all traces of evil from my heart. Give me a new, clean, and pure heart that longs for God and His ways. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Love is all you need. Love is greater. Examine this verse from Scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. Now it's helpful to recall Jesus' teachings in the Gospels to fully appreciate Paul's treatise on love. When we refuse to love God and others, we refuse to do the one thing Jesus commanded us to do. We are disobedient to God's word. We do not honor God. We honor Satan. We allow selfishness, doubt, and fear to rule our lives. We will cave in, give up, and quit on ourselves and others. We close our hearts to forgiveness and reconciliation. Refusing to walk in love transforms you, and you become a child of darkness. Paul explains what love is and what it is not. Love is the motivator for serving others, the source that energizes our anointing, given unconditionally only with God, modeled for us in the words and actions of Jesus, the highest development of character. Love adds to and enhances, it never takes away. Love never fails. Love protects and never harms. Love surpasses sacrifice. In the closing verse of chapter 13, Paul tells us just how important love is, that love is greater and surpasses both faith and hope. True affection for God and others growing out of God's love is our highest goal. Child of God, how is your love walk? Are you rooted and grounded in love? Is your anointing working and producing results in your life? Have you checked the fuel gauge in your heart lately to make sure it's filled with love? If you are running on empty, I encourage you to call on God today. Remember, God is love. And as I write these words, the Beatles lyric echoes in my ear, "Love is all you need." Lord, you loved us so much you sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross for us. His blood redeemed, reconciled, restored, and healed me. Holy Spirit, fill me with God's love until I am running over. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Love and sacrifice. What sacrifices will you make for love? For reference, let's read Acts chapter 4, verses 36 and 37. Now Joseph, a Levite and native of Cyprus, who was surnamed Barnabas by the apostles, which interpreted means son of encouragement, sold a field which belonged to him and brought the sum of money and laid it at the feet of the apostles. Now, here we see Barnabas was a man of positive, encouraging words and action. Reading on, we learn that Barnabas befriended Paul, introduced and defended him before the other disciples. Barnabas put his love for Jesus, the disciples, and the church into action. He sold a piece of land he owned and gave the money to the apostles. Barnabas serves as a good role model for every Christian. He walked in faith, love, and faithfulness, both in words and action. He sacrificed his reputation, his wealth, and possessions for the gospel. I'm encouraged and challenged by this example. It's easy to profess our love for others, but our words must be backed up by our actions. When we're willing to sacrifice our time, money, talents, possessions, personal desires, and agendas for God and others, then we see love in action. Love without sacrifice is only empty words, meant to pacify, impress, manipulate, and control. Child of God, are you walking in love with God and men? Are you willing to make a real sacrifice to prove your love is genuine and authentic? When was the last time that you sacrificed yourself for those around you? I encourage you to ask God to speak to your heart and spirit and show you where He is calling you to make a sacrifice, and then do it willingly and joyfully. God set the ultimate example for us. He gave us His only Son to die on the cross for our sins. Jesus loved God and mankind enough to walk out God's divine plan and sacrificed His life for us. I encourage you to commit to walk in love. Follow the example set by Jesus and Barnabas. Make a sacrifice and put your love in action. Lord, your word shows us love in action. Holy Spirit, teach me to make the necessary sacrifices to walk in love and understand words without action are empty. Help me show my love to others. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Do not hold this sin against them. Love leads to forgiveness. First, a quotation from Scripture, from Acts 7, verses 59 and 60. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now, regarding these verses, I am humbled and in awe of Stephen's act of love and by his willingness to forgive those who accused and murdered him. I'm convicted by all the times I've reacted with anger, resentment, and unforgiveness over minor acts of offense or transgression. This verse shows me how far I have to grow in my journey as a man of God. As I sit here writing this, I see how God is teaching me to walk in love and forgiveness with a fellow brother I'm working with who is very difficult and exhibits poor leadership skills. I have asked the Lord several times lately if I should just walk away. His answer is a resounding no. You have too much to learn from Stephen and my son Jesus. I think back to the day the Holy Spirit prompted me to step out of operations and into our children's ministry to help grow this critical area in our church. While I've always loved and enjoyed children, I knew why God directed me to take this role. He wanted me to grow and mature in my love walk. What a perfect place to make the necessary adjustments in mind, heart, and spirit. God led me to this training ground with 25 or 30 innocent children who give love freely, who want and need to be loved in return. I praised God for this opportunity for spiritual growth and promotion. God told me to watch, listen, and learn unconditional love at the very feet of experts on the subject, little children. I confess that the experience made me a more loving and compassionate man. I am comforted to know my current tests and trials are also part of my training. Child of God, how is your love walk? How far do you need to grow to measure up to the mark that Stephen has set? Are you quick to forgive when others hurt you? The next time you face others throwing stones or insults or accusations your way, decide to walk in love, compassion, and forgiveness. Like Stephen, speak these words, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Lord, thank you for this example of walking in love, compassion, and forgiveness at all times. Holy Spirit, show me how to love others in times of persecution. Help me face others who throw stones with a loving and forgiving heart. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Your love walk leads to rewards or punishment. Heaven is love's reward. Matthew 25:34 and verse 41. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, as Jesus sits on his throne of glory, he instructs the sheep on his right to take their inheritance, and then he tells the goats on the left to leave. Notice the fate of the two groups. Sheep, blessed ones of God, take their inheritance in the kingdom. Goats, the cursed, are driven into the eternal fire with Satan. Jesus says of the sheep, When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I appeared as a stranger, you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. When I was sick, you looked after me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Jesus says to them, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. This passage tells us what we can expect, rewards or punishment, heaven or hell. Our reward for following Jesus and walking in love with God and man is heaven. For those who choose to be independent apart from God, focus on themselves, turn a blind eye, and walk past others in need, the end is eternal punishment in the fire of hell. Child of God, we all get either rewards or punishment. Our love walk not only impacts others here on earth, it determines our ultimate destiny. I encourage you to ask God to soften your heart today. Seek Him and His Word. Ask Him to fill your heart with His love and start sharing this love with others. Remember, all eternity rests on this simple choice. When you walk in love, you are heaven-bound. Lord, thank you for sending us a faithful shepherd. Jesus, thank you for showing me that love starts with obedience and sacrifice. Holy Spirit, give me a heart transplant and fill me with God's love that I may be worthy of my reward in heaven. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Doubt, unbelief, and betrayal. Love defeats bitterness and resentment. First, a passage from Scripture, Matthew 11, verses 2 and 3. Now when John, while imprisoned, heard of the works of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else? Now, can you imagine the hurt and disappointment that Jesus, the man, felt upon hearing this question from John's disciples? After all, it was John who baptized Jesus, saw the Spirit of God descend upon him, and who had said earlier of Jesus, He who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now suddenly, John is asking if Jesus is the one, the Messiah, the Savior, or whether they should search for another. During his ministry, Jesus would be deserted by many of his disciples. Peter would deny that he knew Jesus 3 times, and ultimately Judas would betray him for 30 pieces of silver. I know the bitter sting of betrayal from a close friend, co-workers, and employees. Most leaders I know have faced deeply painful moments of unbelief, resistance, and betrayal by their closest advisors and members of their executive team. Whenever this subject comes up, I remind my clients that if Jesus faced these challenges, can they expect it to be any different? To fully understand Jesus' full response to John's questioning, it is important to focus on verses 4 through 6, with a special emphasis on verse 6. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. Child of God, when others fall away, yield to doubt and unbelief, abandon or betray you, will you respond like Jesus? Will the love of Christ guide your actions, or will you turn to bitterness and resentment? When it feels as if you are on the cross, I encourage you to ask God to give you his love and grace. Decide to copy and imitate Jesus. Accept others for who they are, forgiving quickly, and walk in love with God and man. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to show me how to respond to doubt, unbelief, and betrayal. Holy Spirit, teach me to walk in love, grace, and forgiveness at all times. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Jesus chose to love Judas. Like Jesus, choose love. Here we consider this passage from Scripture, John 6, verse 70. Jesus answered them, Did I myself not choose you, the 12, and yet one of you is a devil? Now this verse is difficult for most of us to comprehend. Jesus chose Judas, knowing he would betray him. Like many of you, I know the sting of deceit and betrayal. The deep hurt and disappointment can last years before forgiveness comes. Some never find peace and die with the poison of bitterness and unforgiveness in their minds, hearts, and spirits. I've faced betrayal in both my personal and professional life. Being betrayed by someone I trained and mentored who later stabbed me in the back for a promotion and advancement hurt, but it paled in comparison to the pain and hurt of betrayal by an ex-wife and best friend. It's hard to imagine what Jesus felt sitting across from Judas, knowing what was to come. That Jesus chose Judas knowing who he was and what he would ultimately do illustrates his ability to walk in love at all times. It highlights the depth of Jesus' commitment to fulfill God's will and plans no matter what. Judas' betrayal was a necessary part of God's plan for mankind's salvation and redemption. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to speak to you about any unresolved hurt, anger, bitterness, or resentment from a betrayal in your life. Pray first and ask God to forgive you for your sins and to give you grace to forgive the person who betrayed you. Don't drink the poison of anger and hurt, hoping someone else will be affected. Ask God to tell you what he wants you to learn from your experience. Next, ask him to give you wisdom and discernment and to tell you what to do and say in all of your difficult and hurtful relationships. Decide today to imitate Jesus. Walk in love with everyone in spite of their actions. Trust God to use others, even their acts of deceit and betrayal, for his perfect will for your life. Lord, thank you for forgiveness of my sins of anger, bitterness, and resentment in the face of betrayal. Jesus, your love walk with Judas encourages and challenges me. Holy Spirit, teach me to look at others through the lens of love and forgiveness. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.